Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, Smack Off 2020 on CBS Sports Radio.
What's better than that? Absolutely freaking nothing. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to Smack Off 26. What's cracking? It is great to be with you. Remember, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Can I get that deck of yeah? Right off the top, Alvin. Here we are. Here we are. Here we freaking are. The Smack Off. Smack Off 26. The wait is over. What's cracking? It is so good to have you here. It is the big day, the big dance, the big show. The wait is over. The $5,000 are waiting for the winner. Let's not waste time. Let's get right at this thing. Now, before I get to the phones, it is time for the final pre-fight instructions. After 25 of these things, you should know all the rules by now. But let me take a moment. I will remind you nonetheless. Remember, the Smack Off is invitation only. If you have not been invited, you are not invited. You are not welcome to call today. Do not call. You will not get on the air. You can't come out of the crowd and jump up into the cage at a UFC fight, so don't try and do it here. But even if you're not in the fight, even if you're not in the competition, you can still participate. Tweet your reactions to anything and everything. Just make sure that when you do, you hashtag those tweets with the hashtag SmackOff. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. It's that simple. Hashtag SmackOff. Some of those tweets might get on the air as well. Now, for the participants themselves, here are the instructions. If you have an invitation to call, especially if you have a golden ticket, call early. Do not wait. That golden ticket, or even a previous win, or previous good finishes, are not guarantees that you're going to get on the air. Because 2 hours fill up quickly every single year. And if you haven't won before or you aren't a consistent top five finisher, there is a really good chance that you're not going to get on in hour two or hour three. Keep that in mind. Here's another wrinkle to this. Calling and saying that you have a famous person on your call does not increase the likelihood of getting on the air. In terms of the rules for the Smack Off, pretty much there are only two rules. The first rule is no storming the studio. That'll get you run. That'll get you disqualified any year, and in this year especially, because we have a pandemic, it most definitely will get you disqualified. The second rule is, man, be great. Be great. You will win not based on what you've done in the past. All that matters is what you do today. And keep in mind, even though it is the best of the best, even though it is the Smack Off, you can still get run. In fact, somebody will. There is a good chance multiple people will. It happens every single year. So, what gets you run? A bad phone line. I don't care how good your take is. I don't care how good your words are. If your phone line is bad, your call is bad. Keep that in mind. Also, going over the line. I've said this before, and let me reiterate it once again. You can approach the line. You can look at the line. You might even be able to rub your foot on the line. You cannot go over the line. There is a line, even in the Smack Off. Also, I mentioned this when I announced the Smack Off back in April. Jokes about your junk or somebody else's junk are played. They're tired. There was a proliferation of that last year. Man, it was tired. It was played. It was tedious. Don't do it. Now, that doesn't mean that every call has got to be G-rated. But if you think that you're going to win based on claims of your amazing sex life or the fact that the guys you're going up against don't get sex, man, it better be genius. It better be really smart. And chances are it won't be. Going too long is going to get you run. If you think you have a 6-minute call, you better have 10 minutes of content in those 6 minutes. Previous champions have been bounced for going too long. That's how serious that is. Quickly, what makes a winning call? It's the question I get asked all the time with regards to the Smack Off. The answer is, I really can't tell you. I really can't tell you, and it's not because I don't know. It's because it changes from year to year. So what makes a winning call? You know it when you hear it. Also, I make the decision. I make the decision. All the decisions are final. The pre-fight instructions are over. It is time. Let's do this. Those who need the number have the number. It's time for Smack Off 26. Let's get this thing going. And look where we're starting. There are legends, and then there are legends, legends. This guy falls into the rarefied air of the latter. He is a two-time Smack Off champ from 04 and 2008. He is appearing in his 18th main event. This is his first one since 2016. He is Iafredi. Iafredi, my man, it is so good to hear from you. What's going on, Ken? How are you?
Well, Jim, it is great to be back on Smack Off Day and leading off, no less. Although I do sort of feel like that old dude sitting out front in his lawn chair lamenting that he's the only guy left on the now decaying block he bought into back when the property values were sky high. I just figured I'd just go ahead and get the angry old man take out there myself so that Brad doesn't have to go grab that red axe and smash through the glass protecting his break in case of Iafredi extinguisher. Yes, it's lonely being the only guy left who lived in the neighborhood back when it was Tony. And yes, I remember this contest back when the smartest sports takes won it and when sports takes became the sure way to lose it. I remember when making fun of athletes who lose all the time, you know, like Chael Sonnen. I remember when doing that won it. And I remember when athletes who lose all the time, like Chael Sonnen, actually won it. I remember when adding production value was considered risky and when lacking production value became risky. See, when you're the president of the Homeowners Association as long as I've been, Jim...
Ken, here's what I need to do. That's not on you. That's on us. I did make the point that we need good technical quality. That was not the kind of quality we're looking for. And I want to say that that was on us. That's an issue that is on us and not on you. So I want to clear up that line. It is a two-way street. And I got to admit, on this big day, as we're trying to set things up, it is a two-way street. The good technical quality is a two-way street. So if it's entirely on you, you're going to get run. If it's partially on us or entirely on us, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. He deserves better than that, and we bear a responsibility in that. So I want to correct that. That shouldn't happen, but that did happen. All right, it is the Smack Off. It is Smack Off 26. That was Iafredi. He's won this thing twice. And he was going to lead off and try to wire the field and do his thing. I am going to reset that. That was on us. Let's confirm what line that is. Kenny, that was on us. My apologies. As I mentioned, good technical quality is a two-way street. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Better.
Better?
Much.
All right. Well, I'm trying to decide. I want to make sure that I've established my thought pattern here, okay? First off, Brad, you heard me. Angry old man take already done. Let's move on from that. Want to make certain that, you know, we've covered the terrain about what has won here over many, many years, whether it's sports takes, no sports takes, make fun of the athletes who lose, the Chael Sonnens of the world, or whether they, the losers themselves, are the winners, whether the production value is in or out. I just got to say, I am now the institutional memory of this program, Jim, and it qualifies me uniquely to say that this year's event is different, or at least it should be. And why? Because none of the first 25 happened while our entire country, including its sports landscape, was undergoing a moral bulldozing. So, Jim, with no due respect to the clowns who are going to be cluttering up this program with nonsense today, there is only one topic for this Smack Off. And for the love of God, it's happening on Juneteenth. I mean, If this jungle is still about anything that landed you in the Hall of Fame, Jim, today is for commenting on the national lobotomy that left Drew Brees so sincerely speaking his heart one day and then so sincerely speaking the opposite of his heart the next day when it became clear that the revolution had not been televised inside his mansion. Jim, I checked the list of stations that this smack-off is being broadcast on, and it strongly suggests that the billionaire old white guy country club known as the Major League Baseball owners refusing to give us games simply because they might not get richer, while thousands of black people are dying in disproportionate numbers from COVID-19. See, that justifies more of our attention today than less scouring Cameo again for some Z-list celebs with which to contaminate our ears. Why, you might ask, do I have so little time for Mike and Indy, the one contestant in Smack-Off history whose entire victory total could be found on the right side of the decimal point? It's because Roger freaking Goodell is presently cowering under his desk after being forced to stand with his black players after Patrick Mahomes, the one guy the Shield absolutely cannot live without, went all in to declare himself Tamir Rice. Now, I'm still waiting for Raj to, you know, return all those millions his bosses stole from Cap. But, you know, Raj is still waiting for his marching orders from the big oink with the world's biggest TV screen down there in Arlington, Texas. And why do I have nothing for our over-caffeinated little friend Rick in Buffalo? Because he's Rick in Buffalo, home of the 57 cops who have staked their careers on the high principle of restoring their authority to beat the stuffing out of unarmed 75-year-olds. Rick, my man, let's keep that eye on the ball today, okay? Yes, Jim, this year is different, no matter how confused your invitees may be about that. And why would they be confused? Might it be because this entire gathering is whiter than a Dave Matthews concert? So forgive me for not being all that easily incited by Shawnee finally coming back because he heard you'd changed this thing to the Smack-Off. Or by Brad's hilarious photos kissing his mirror. I think we've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah, you see, back in the day, Jim, I sang about Whitey's dad. Yeah, today I'm just singing about Whitey's. Whitey's missing the memo, like we always do. And so, to be clear, the topic of this year's Smack-Off isn't racist cops. It's racist us. You and me and Brad and Rick and Caleb and Les and this whole merry band of pale faces who need to start by looking in the mirror instead of kissing it when it comes to systemic racism. Now, does that seem harsh? Let's make this simple enough even for your listeners, Jim. The National Institute of Health confirms that all human beings are 99.9% identical in their genetic makeup, which means we invented race as a thing. So, if you've ever thought that black folks are poorer because they're dumber, or are in jail more because they're criminals, or are shot more because they're more violent, or aren't team owners, or head coaches, or general managers for some supremacist reason, if you've ever walked down the street at night and seen a black man in a hood coming your way and felt just a little bit unsafer than you would if he was white, well, Juneteenth Smack-Off is for you. See, Jim, with millions of listeners tuning into this event, it is downright irresponsible for any one of us privileged enough to be given airtime today to spend it talking about Brad in Corona's testosterone supplements. So time to take all those scripts to the shredder, clonies. Hop on the moral bulldozer or get bulldozed.
I afraidy. Kenny, great to hear from you. Thank you so much. There's your tone setter. Smack-Off 26 is officially on. 1-800-636-8686 if you need that telephone number. All right. From Iafredi, let's keep this thing moving. What are your thoughts on that? Hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag it Smack-Off. Some very good food for thought. Now, number two. I did not think necessarily that we were going to get this phone call. But then again, you never know with this guy, right? He is here, and he's back, and he is a two-time Smack-Off champ. He won it in 2012. He won it in 2014. You never know what you're going to get with a guy who walks around with the handle, the bad guy. And he has earned every bit of that, right? In terms of what you're about to hear, your guess is as good as mine. Who knows with this guy? Strap in. It could get ugly. It is Chael Sonnen time. Chael, you're a two-time champ. Let me welcome you back to the Smack-Off. Chael, what's going on?
Off by scraping off a few of the barnacles and the shipworms clinging to the bottom of the SS Rome so we can all sail out of Stupidville with a little less spoiled cargo, if you know what I mean. Let me start. Brad and Corona, guy, a little friendly advice. If you're going to go with a picture of yourself on your website where you're smoking a cigar, don't let it be a cigar that you get changed back on a dollar when you buy it. At least have the decency to Photoshop in a Cohiba or something. The cigar looks like what they would give you when you're released from prison in Appalachia. And look at you, mean mugging in this picture. You're probably afraid to ask a waiter for more water. But here you are in gas station sunglasses, scowling at the lens like one of those posers in Metallica. Oh, and if you live in one of the crummiest neighborhoods in the least prestigious borough of New York, and with competition for Lowe's prestige coming from Staten Island and the Bronx, that's really saying something, you dunce. Corona in Queens? Maybe it's best you just leave the hailing from space blank on your application. You know what I'm saying? You're better off being Brad from nowhere. If you find some poor, unfortunate blind girl with no sense of smell who agrees to go on a date with you and she asks where you're from, just pretend you have amnesia. You're better off telling her you're Mike from Indy, and Indy ain't exactly Monte Carlo. My suggestion? From now on, tell people your name is nobody and that you come from nowhere. Even a big fat zero is a better score than the negative numbers your handle is rolling out. Oh, and Rome, speaking of zeros, this year, my dimwit flunky, mindless minion, Ariel Mr. Two Sugars Just How You Like It, Chael Helwani, has decided to lean into the strike zone and take one on the nose. And believe me, Rome, Helen Keller pitching to Stevie Wonder could hit that nose 10 out of 10. This guy has no ideas, one shirt, and thinks pro wrestling is real. And that shirt, Ariel, you wear it every day? It looks like Ariel and Vlad from Sedona or Chad from Barcelona or whatever he calls himself both got released from prison on the same day. Brad got the cigar and Ariel got the shirt. I'm surprised that when Brad lit the cigar on the bus to Skid Row that Ariel didn't roll the shirt up and try to smoke that, since Ariel has no idea what a shirt is, or he'd have more than one and it wouldn't look like a tablecloth from a potluck dinner. Yeah, Rome, look. You got two low cards in a bum deck. Brad from Corona, who makes Mike and Indy look elegant, and Ariel Helwani, who makes Ringo Starr look like frickin' Voldemort. Oh, wait a minute. This just in. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, it looks like my intern, my bozo, my court gesture sidekick, Ariel Helwani, is chickening out of the Smack-Off. That might be the first good choice I've seen him make since I hired him. Because the one thing I got to tell you about the guys that come on the Smack-Off, Rome, they're idiots. But they're mean idiots. The Smack-Off ain't for dabblers, Ariel. Practice your crap in the minors for a couple of seasons. Maybe in the Dan Levitard League. Hopefully you can hear yourself over the deafening sound of crickets, since amplification requires electricity, which you only get by paying the electric bill, which Levitard last did when you could pay for it in war bonds and food stamps. You know, I could go on and on, but the only thing more boring than being you two guys is talking about you two. Listening to you is like being a sports writer who has to cover the Mets half the year and the Browns the other half. It's a nonstop odyssey of pain. You guys are like a roulette wheel with all zeros, no ball, and it's not even spinning. Your material was old before Noah got seasick. Your clothes look like you were dipped in honey and rolled in lint. And the rest of the chumps in this field are too interchangeably mediocre to even waste my time insulting. And if I don't win, I promise you two things. One, this game was fixed. And two, whoever does win is getting their ass kicked. So choose wisely. Now go wallow in your talentlessness.
The bad guy is back. Chael Sonnen. Good job, Chael. Nice to have you. If he doesn't win, it was fixed, and whoever does win is going to get their ass kicked. A lot of star power right off the top. We had Iafredi, a former champ, to begin the proceedings. Then we had Chael. Follow him up. How do you slot the two of them? Which call did you like better? Where do we go from here? Make sure you're on Twitter with it. Hashtag every single response, smack off. Just smack off. Not the smack off. Not smack off 26. Hashtag it, smack off. Off and running. Off to an amazing start. Happy Smack Off Friday to all of you. Welcome back to Iafredi and Chael Sonnen. Capital One knows life does not alert you about your credit card. Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen. Yes, you, Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or do you want to cancel? Meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials do expire. It helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations do apply, Capital One.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. It is Smack Off 26. Remember in the days leading up to the event, I said this field is as deep as any we've ever had. So what happens? We roll out with a couple of former champs. Iafredi off the top. The return of the bad guy, Chael Sonnen. Chase that. When you want to talk about the depth of the field, how about we start with three straight former champs? That's exactly what we're going to do. This guy started the last decade by winning a Smack Off. He can do the exact same thing right now. From Broadway, by way of NoCal, he is Vic in NoCal, your 2010 champ. We go back to back to back. Champion pedigree. Victor, what's going on, my dude?
Greetings, Jimmy. No time for jokes today, man. Much like Iafredi, I'm on serious business today. I'm on a mission. On a mission to save this entire damn jungle, man. You see, on any other day, you guys know me as Broadway Vic and NoCal. Right? But today, I'm Iron Man, bitches. So you see, Ron, we got a serious problem here, man. Thanos the Cablination and Thanos and Corona are looking for that sixth Infinity Stone that will complete their Smack-Off gauntlet. And if that happens, Ron, well, then we're all screwed, okay? The jungle as we know it will be dead. With just one snap of his finger, Brad's going to turn this place into nothing but 3 hours of crank talk and Matt Nagy peanuts and Cracker Jack songs. And with one snap of his chubby little fingers, Shawnee's going to turn this into some crappy show that just talks about pro wrestling and fried food for 3 hours. So basically the show he's already doing on Sundays. I got to stop that from happening, Rome. But I can't do this alone, man. I need backup. I need a Captain America to my Iron Man. And you can't be any geek off the street. You got to be handy with the smack, if you know what I mean, to earn your keep. I don't want any hacks, Romy. Hacks are no good to me. You cannot win with them. Cannot smack with them. Can't get racked with them. Can't do it. I need smackers. I want people who want to smack. Dude, I need somebody badass, man, like the Mountain from Game of Thrones, Sir Gregor Clegane.
Vic, would you settle for Sir Greg of Vegas?
Wait, what? Oh, good God Almighty! Good God Almighty, that's Greg in Vegas' music!
As a matter of fact, that is Greg in Vegas' music. Greetings, Jim! Been a while. I hope you and your family are keeping safe during this pandemic. I'm doing okay, but the real tragedy of COVID-19 is that it claimed Tom Dempsey, whose football card I kept on my bicycle spokes as a kid. I also removed a pedal and a handlebar in his honor. And I could ride that bike on a skid pad, but nowhere else. Yeah, his death was the saddest day in my life since Bethany Hamilton blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, man, you got blocked by Bethany Hamilton? the hell you say to her, man? I mean, what's next? Don't tell me Aaron Ralston and Luis and Palmdale put you on mute.
No, that would be Marley Matlin. Jim, if the Catlin Asian is back, fully reinstated in the smack-off, does that mean the two of you have officially made up? That's awesome, man. This is like when Eazy-E and Dr. Dre became friends again at the end of Straight Outta Compton. I just hope this doesn't mean that Shawnee is going to die from the Rona in 2 weeks. And Jim, it's been 8 years since I've called you. Am I still considered the best caller never to win the smack-off?
Hey, hold on a second there, Greg. You're forgetting about Terrence.
Well, actually, Vic, Terrence already got his, remember? Remember when him and Lef and those 18 other guys each got 1/20th of a smack-off win?
Oh, right. My bad, dude. Damn, how could I forget, man? I mean, how could I forget the legendary 1.05-time smack-off champ, Leth and Laguna?
Yeah, Lef has a full one and a nub. He's a modern-day Jim Abbott.
Well, and I guess you're right, Greg. I guess you still are the best caller never to win the smack-off.
Well, I don't know. What about the Rick and Buffalo?
Nah, that guy's more like the best caller never to win anything.
He's never won anything?
Well, no, man. He's from Buffalo. The city of Buffalo has never won anything, dude. The only way Canada's crotch is ever going to win anything is if Quentin Tarantino decides to make a movie about the 91 Bills. Once upon a time in Norwood. And at the end of the movie, he goes all revisionist history and the Bills actually make the kick.
Oh, come on, Vic. That would never get greenlit. It's completely unrealistic.
I know, man. I agree. I mean, hell, even seeing Adolf Hitler get his face blown up in some French theater or seeing Sharon Tate actually survive the Manson murders is like 10 times more believable than seeing the crotch actually bring home a title.
Damn, Vic, I think you just knocked out the Buffalo.
Buffalo, hello! Well, Greg, here we are, my friend. We've arrived at the end game, and as the leader of this Jungle Avengers outfit, the Tony Stark, if you will, the time has come for me to save the jungle by delivering one final death blow to Thanos and Corona, sacrificing myself in the process.
Vic, you know what you have to do.
I do. Captain, it's been an honor. Hey, Rome, did you know me and Brad are both big fans of Jason Statham movies? It's true, man. But here's the thing, and here's the big difference between me and Brad, dude, because Brad's favorite movie is the one where Statham has to keep his heart rate up or he...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Yeah, I think that's about enough of that. All right, so that was Vic. We went champ, 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 and then in the very end, he gets broken off. A little bit too much. Like I said, there's a line, right? You can go to the line, you can step on the line, you can look over the line, but you cannot actually go over the line itself. Take a short time out. When we come back, we continue with Smack-Off 26. Smack-Off 26. When we return, another champ. So we're going to start this thing off with four former champs. Two in, one run, and a fourth one coming up. Champ, 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 champ. That's next. Stay tuned. This is the field that you're all competing with. So far, nothing but championship pedigree. Time now for a sports update. Here is the latest on this Smack.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, The Smack Off on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Smack Off 26. We are rolling through it. And like I said during the program, often we're already behind. We've already had three former champs. That is the depth of this field. I afraid he started us. The return of the bad guy, Chael Sonnen, came in second. Vic, you never know what's going to happen in a Smack Off. Did anybody think we'd hear from Greg in Vegas? How many of you even know who he is? Most of the staff didn't know who he was. You never know what you're going to get. Vic came in, but he got run. Now we go champ, 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 champ. The only thing better than winning a Smack Off is having this next caller's life. It just so happens this guy has a Smack Off win from 2002 to go along with that life. The life of luxury sleds, a rocket wife, the biggest house on the biggest hill. No one listening right now needs me to tell you who is up right now. You already know. We go now to Richmond. Let's go to Jeff from Richmond. Jeff, greetings.
Jim, thanks for the vine, and thanks for the time. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen, the dirtiest player in the game, Jeff from Richmond, has come back to the smack off. Jim, it's been a tradition of mine now for several years to roll a couple fatties in celebration of the smack off, Jim. So let me roll Big Daddy Beaks and Matt from L.A. out of the way, Jim, so I can run some serious smack and win that $5,000, Jim. Jim, how tired and played is the British royal family, Jim? Champagne glasses clinking, Versace gowns sparkling, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry exiting stage left. Jim, the real story's Prince Charles. Here's a guy, Jim, who's heir to the throne, Jim. Heir to the throne. He can have any woman in the world that he wants, and yet he's rolling, Jim, with the Rottweiler, Camilla Parker Bowles. Jim, Camilla Parker Bowles looks like she should be chained to a rusty car axle in Michael Vick's backyard. Jim, the great American smack-off has been so compelling and so highly anticipated for nearly 30 years, and here's why, Jim. Real American clones, Jim, love a good fight. Real American clones, Jim, love the sting of battle. Jim, as children, we loved the toughest boxer. We admired the fastest runner and the best ball player. Jim, real American clones love a winner, and they will not tolerate a loser like Rick from Buffalo. Little Richard from Buffalo. Let me be clear here, Jim. There's no bad blood between that cheap imitation Rick from Buffalo, little tiny Richard from Buffalo, and the dirtiest player in the game, Jeff from Richmond. Seriously, clones, why should I be concerned with the Peter Dinklage of the jungle? Clones, Rick is so small, he buys his suits from the Build-A-Bear workshop. And clones, really, what's so bad about Rick? He's pro-flag, he's pro-gun, and he's pro-Pisha. And I want to say for the record, Jim, I personally wish Rick, tiny Richard, the best of luck in his pending lawsuit against the Blue Man Group. And by the way, Jim, Trevor Price weighed in on Rick from Buffalo, and he said, and I quote, Rick from Buffalo will have a long, successful run in the jungle. Jim, moving along, let's address the elephant in the room, Jim. And it hurts me to say this, Jim, but, Jim, we are a country in turmoil. We are a nation divided, Jim. We have a controversial leader who makes erratic decision after erratic decision. And, Jim, all the morally bankrupt clones are asking the same question. When are we going to get rid of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell? Jim, on a lighter note, the CBS suits bumping around, Jim, in their horn-rimmed glasses, in their microfiber polyester attire. Jim, the suits have actually formed a committee to explore the possibility of bringing back the Rat family, Jim. The committee consists of Drew Kalisky, David Burson, Patty Power, Dan Weinberg, and Tyler Hale. Jim, VP of Operations Tyler Hale ran the meeting. It sounded something like this. Wow, Jim, that Rat family, certainly very interesting. Zane Smith, Monica Seles, Corey Pavin, Coach K sipping from the upside-down water bottle. No more Garcia Parra and Jorge Posada spinning on the rat wheel. And, oh, my, Jim, Matt from L.A., holding a wedge of cheese in his little rat hands. Jim, I will have to run this by legal because, as you are well aware, Jim, personal appearance is not show fodder. I'll get back with you directly on this matter. In closing, Jim, for this is the law of Jim Rome's jungle, as old and as true as the sky. The clones who embrace it will prosper. The clones who reject it may die, like the insect that girdles the tree trunk. The clones rolling forward and back, for the strength of the jungle is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Jim, slap me across the face with that 5K, and to all you morally bankrupt clones, who wants to walk with Jeff from Richmond? Jim, thank you for your time. Aloha means goodbye. War Commonwealth of Virginia. War number 45, Donald from Manhattan, keeping America great. War being fitted with a 54 athletic green jacket to accommodate my front porch. War Mr. Automatic J. Stew without the nicks and cuts of a blade. And until next time, Jim, good night now.
Jeff from Richmond. One of his stronger efforts in years. Tyler Hale sounds nothing like that. All right, let's keep moving quickly. If weird is good, then this guy must be great, because he is the weirdest caller in jungle history. His current claim to fame is making the best first call ever to the show. It's not even close, but I'm sure he would trade that accolade in a heartbeat to be a Smack Off champ. He says he's starving, a starving tiger for a title. Let's find out if that tiger is about to eat. He is appearing in his second Smack Off. Let's get to Southfield. He is Jeff in Southfield. Jeff, you're up.
Thank you for the vine, Jim. Hey, Sean, I'm not saying you're pasty white. I'm just saying if Jeff Van Gundy had a child with Sissy Spacek, that kid would make fun of you. Hey, Sean, you're whiter than Johnny Winter's corpse. But look on the bright side, Sean. If Dracula needs blood and he comes across you, he'll keep on walking. Jim, I'm not saying Sean is fat and bald, but according to his DNA test, Sean is the great-great-grandson of Moby Dick. Jim, I'm against tandem calls, but when an old-school legend asked to be in my call, I couldn't say no. Here he is, the long, lost Jim in Fall River. First of all, please, for the love of God, keep your calls under 5 minutes. Hey, Tom Brady, since when are you Richard Dawson? Seriously, Tom, what might increase your completion percentage? Passing what Robert Kraft has onto your son is not good parenting. Thank you, Jim. Speaking of long-lost legends, I found out where Terrence and Sierra Madre disappeared to all those years. Turns out Terrence watched the movie Tron, where a giant laser transports Jeff Bridges into the world of computer games. Inspired by this, Terrence built his own laser, but instead of having it send him into the world of computer games, Terrence had it send him into the world of computer porn. And can you blame him? How else was Terrence ever going to have sex? Even prostitutes won't sleep with Terrence. And so Terrence stayed in there for years, and he would have stayed in there forever, except Leff and Laguna needed a gimmick to win the Smack Off. And when Leff and Laguna needs a gimmick, other people's considerations don't matter. Jim, I'm against tandem calls, but when the leader of the Jedi Order asked to be in my call, I couldn't say no. Here he is, from a galaxy far, far away, Yoda.
If owned by Caleb and Green Bay, the Golden State Warriors were, then called the Golden Corral Warriors, they would be.
Thank you, Yoda. Jim, the reason Mark in Boston's so angry is because in response to his Jim Harbaugh tattoo, his wife tattooed her inner thigh with Chris Webber calling time out. Jim, Ira Craig's book has seen a spike in sales since being relisted as toilet paper. Hey, Jim, Jeff in Richmond is so diabetic, if he had starred in the movie Footloose, it would have been called Footlost. Hey, Rick in Buffalo, I respect your dedication to a joke, but bro, the glasses, nose, and mustache bit hasn't been funny since the mustache fell off. Yo, Mikey De La Chicken, way to call in 0 times this year, you coward. Jim, let me translate that into Mike's natural dialect. And finally, Jim, hey, Brad and Corona, I see that you parlayed your 5 Smackoff titles into some Cruz Pedregon refrigerator magnets. Damn, that's impressive. Hey, Brad, here's my rendition of the ridiculous crap you've been winning this thing with.
Hey there, Marco Yarich. Your eyes are so close together, I'm not sure if you're a human with close-set eyes or a cyclops with a split eye.
And last thing, Jim, I want to address that arrogant a-hole who manages Guitar Center Southfield. Hey, loser, in support of your life plan to be the next Eddie Van Halen, I made you a new name tag. It says, "Welcome to Guitar Center. My name is Eddie Plan Phelan."
Jeff in Southfield, weird as he ever was. There's hour number one. That's a strong hour. We're going to slot everybody. Hit me up right now. Get to Twitter. Hashtag everything smack off. In fact, slot the first calls and hashtag it smack off. I Afraidy, Chael, Vic, Jeff in Richmond, Jeff in Southfield. A great first hour. As deep a field as ever before. Hour number two of Smack Off 26. When we come back again, get to Twitter. Hashtag it, smack off. Where are you slotting everybody? Don't go anywhere.